This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China has the world's second largest economy, but there are worries there that it won't be able to sustain growth for many reasons, including a workforce that is shrinking over time. 5 years ago this month, China announced that it would abolish its policy banning people from having more than one child. Two are permitted now. The baby boom did not last, in part because of the cost of raising kids. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack spoke to one family in the eastern province of Zhejiang.
2-year-old Fang Zixian is the luckiest in his family. His belly is always full. Unlike his grandfather's generation, he plays with toys and travels on vacation, things his dad Fang Yuan didn't have as a child. But that's not all.
We give him the best clothes and food we can afford.
His meals are stir-fried separately from the family's with flaxseed oil. Healthier than soybean oil, but not cheap, says his mom, Zhang Mengyi. His milk formula, imported from France, costs 3 times more than domestic brands.
There have been too many reports about toxic milk formula, so I don't feel safe feeding my son domestic brands.
For decades, China allowed most families to have only one child, and this was enforced with mandatory birth control and sometimes forced abortions. Now, each family can have 2 children, but not enough want to, because of the high cost of living and housing prices, says sociology professor Wang Feng at UC Irvine. He says the birth rate has actually been dropping since 2017 to 14 million last year.
Given this unexpected low birth rate, the aging scenario for China will be more severe.
Meaning not enough young taxpayers will fund pensions for retirees. And a smaller workforce also stunts economic growth. Again, Professor Wang Feng.
If you compare China with China's neighbors in terms of the per capita income where they are, China is already getting old before it's rich.
As for Fang Zixian, his parents are determined to help him succeed, getting him into good schools, which means buying an apartment in the right district. Grandma and grandpa had to help with the down payment. And the expenses won't stop here, even though the family lives in the more affordable Chinese countryside, says the dad Fang Yuan.
My friends say with a son, we need to help him buy a home, a car, and pay for wedding costs.
Have a second child, he says? No thanks. In eastern Zhejiang province, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.